The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our fifth episode, entitled The Bread of Life, is one of 12 dramas depicting the life of our Lord and Savior.
Master, we have taken up the fragments of the loaves as thou didst command. 12 baskets have been filled.
We have given some to the multitudes, and we have taken some for ourselves to supply us on the morrow.
Very well, Thomas.
Master, there is talk from the people that they would make thee their king.
I heard the same. Some say that it should be done by force. How could a king be forced to govern a people?
Master, the time is far spent, and it is toward evening. What wouldst thou have us do?
Go before me by ship to the other side, to Bethsaida, while I send the multitudes away.
Very well. Come with me, Philip and James. Let us go and prepare the ship.
John, what are we to do?
Walk with us, Simon and Andrew. We are to go before Jesus to the other side of the sea, to Bethsaida.
Will we leave without the Master?
He has told us to go while he sends the people away. Perhaps he will walk with them to Capernaum. I believe we will meet him there in Bethsaida.
Save us. It comes toward us. It is a man. See, he looks toward us.
He seems to float above the water. Matthew, Philip, we must row harder. Now!
I am doing my best.
Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.
What is this? It speaks to us.
It is Jesus. He walks on the water.
It cannot be. What man can walk on water? Is it Jesus? I cannot see. But indeed, he walked upon the waves.
The Spirit deceived us.
It cannot be Jesus!
I will speak to him. We shall see if it is the Master.
No, Simon!
Lord! If it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.
Simon, what seest thou? Art thou mad?
Come!
Simon, wilt thou speak to a specter upon the water? He is not real.
We'll soon find out.
Simon, stop! To leave the boat in these waves is foolish.
A dangerous thing. If it is Jesus, he has bid me come to him on the water. I shall do it. If it is not, I will swim back to the boat.
Simon, it is madness.
Let go of me. I will do this.
Simon, do not release the side.
Oh. Look at him. He walks on the water. It is Jesus. He walks toward him. How can these things be?
Hans, the way!
He is sinking! Simon, swim back toward the boat!
Lord, save me!
I will go to him. He needs my help!
No, Andrew! Look!
O thou of faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Philip, help me lift him into the ship.
Master, never have we seen things such as these. The thousands are fed with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. And now we see they walk upon the waves of the deep.
We do not comprehend such power.
Listen and look. The winds have ceased.
Of the truth, thou art the Son of God.
Simon speaks the truth, as did John the Baptist. Thou art the Lamb of God.
And when Jesus and his disciples had crossed over into the land of Gennesaret, straightway the people knew him, and they ran throughout the region and began to carry in beds those that were sick or diseased. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. And the people whom he had fed upon the hillside, when they saw that Jesus was gone from them, came by boat to find him.
Rabbi, when camest thou hither? The people who were with thee, who were fed by thee, now seek thee.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye desire to keep my sayings, neither because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man hath power to give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
What shall we do that we might work the works of God?
This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.
What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world.
Lord, evermore give us this bread.
I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And him will I raise up in the resurrection of the just at the last day.
Sir, what is this that thou sayest? I am the bread which came down from heaven. What meanest thou by this saying?
Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven?
Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except he doeth the will of him who hath sent me. And this is the will of him who hath sent me, that ye receive the Son, for the Father beareth record of him. And he who receiveth the testimony, and doeth the will of him who sent me, I will raise up in the resurrection of the just. I say unto you, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and are dead. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
How can this man give us of his flesh to eat? What strange words are these?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
Master, among thy disciples, even those who listen to thy words today, many have said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it?
Doth this offend you? What then if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not.
But at thy words many who believe now have turned back and walk no more among us.
Will ye also go away?
Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yea, Lord, Simon has spoken truth.
Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?
After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. And then came scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem. And when they saw some of Jesus' disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, unwashed, hands, they found fault with Jesus. For according to the law of the Jews, except they wash their hands often, they eat not. And when they come to market, except they wash, they eat not.
We will ask him, for we have seen that he and his disciples defile the law, for their hands are not washed when they eat.
Leave the question to me. Master, we would ask thee a question. Knowing that thou knowest the law, yet thou and thy disciples obey it not fully, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?
Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition.
This is false! For we keep faithfully the law of Moses.
Speak not derisively against us, for we know the law and the prophets.
For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, that which ye ask of me I cannot give, for it is dedicated to God, that man then shall be free from the effects of the law. And so he is justified in doing nothing that would honor and succor his needy father and mother. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
Knowest thou, Master, that the Pharisees were offended after they heard thy sayings?
Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
Declare unto us this parable, that we might understand the meaning of thy words which were spoken to the Pharisees.
Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and is cast out into the draught. That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, an evil eye, pride, foolishness. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man.
And from thence Jesus arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it. But he could not be hid. For behold, a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
Master, send her away, for she followeth us and crieth after us.
I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs.
Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's tables.
O woman, great is thy faith. For this saying, go thy way. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. The devil is gone out of thy daughter.
I thank thee, Lord. Thou hast blessed my humble family. I will go and tend to her.
And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them, and they glorified the God of Israel.
I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far.
From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?
Yes, Master. When should we have so much bread as to fill so great a multitude?
How many loaves have ye?
There be 7 loaves, Master, and a few fishes.
Bring the loaves and the fishes to me. This I ask of ye all, that ye seat yourselves down upon the ground.
And Jesus took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they all did eat, and were filled, And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were about 4,000 men, beside women and children. Straightway Jesus did send away the multitude, and took a ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala. And again the Pharisees and Sadducees came unto him.
Rabbi, we hear of the claims that thou art a prophet, and we hear of the healing and the miracles. We come to thee to ask that thou wouldst show us a sign, that we may know that thou art a prophet sent from God.
Why doth this generation seek after a sign? When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas.
Hast thou noted that whenever the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to Jesus, they ask of him questions to entrap him, or to lay hold on his words?
He knows the law and the Psalms and the prophets better than they. It frightens them, for their evils and hypocrisy are revealed before the people.
Their world is turned upside down, for he hath an answer to every question they ask of him.
And often another question he puts to them, and they are left confused or silent.
Simon, as we departed the ship, Bartholomew told me that no man among us brought bread.
We have nothing to eat. Judas holds the bag with the money.
He did not buy bread, neither did Matthew or Philip.
Take heed and beware the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod.
Does he say this because he heard us tell that we have no bread?
I know not.
Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember, when I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up?
12.
And when the 7 loaves among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up?
7.
How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees?
Master, thou speakest not of their leaven which maketh bread, but of their doctrine.
Yes, John.
Be neither angry with me nor with Salome. It was a promise which thou didst make. Perhaps in a moment of weakness, yet it was done.
Do not mock me, woman. Thou art not beyond my reach.
Oh, is that a threat? Art thou superstitious?
Thou hast heard the miracles done by this one, this Jewish prophet. Word has been spread throughout the kingdom that the eyes of the blind now see, the deaf are made to hear. The lame walk, even the dead are raised.
And so he is John the Baptist? Herod, John is dead. And this other man, this Galilean, speaks not against us. He has no sway upon the people that would upset the balances of power in this region.
I sleep not well. I eat not well. Though he be dead, he is constantly before my eyes. His words are forever in my ears!
And yet thou wouldst lay hold on this other Jewish prophet. Thou wouldst have him stand before thee.
Woman! I said, do not mock me. I need to know!
John the Baptist has not risen from the dead, my dear. I do not mock thee, but I smile at a child's nightmare. Thou fearest that which does not exist.
Some have said that it is Elias or one of the prophets.
or that it is John the Baptist raised from the dead. And therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. John I have beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? I am uneasy. I wish to see him.
My dear, do not trouble thyself. I am certain a time will come when he will stand before thee, and then thou canst ask him if he be John, and he will answer all of thy questions. Come, all will be well.
There it is, the city of Caesarea Philippi.
Named for thee, our dear friend Philip.
Most certainly not. It is named for both Caesar and for the Tetrarch, Philip.
Philip, who was once married to that evil woman, Herodias.
And beyond it is Mount Hermon.
It is beautiful, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Some say that thou art John the Baptist.
Some say that thou art Elias.
Or one of the prophets.
But whom say ye that I am?
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
And he charged them straightly that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. And from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and be delivered up unto the leaders of the Jews and of the Gentiles.
The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day.
Why must this come to pass?
Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee.
Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Break not my commandments for to save your lives. For whosoever will save his life must be willing to lose it for my sake. And whosoever will be willing to lose his life for my sake, the same shall find it in the world to come. Therefore forsake the world and save your souls. For what doth it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world, and yet he receive him not whom God hath ordained, and he lose his own soul, and he himself be a castaway? Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own kingdom, clothed in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
And it came to pass that after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, he was transfigured before them, and the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory, and spake of his death and his resurrection, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. And it came to pass that as Moses and Elias departed from them, Peter said unto Jesus,
Lord, it is good for us to be here. And if thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias.
What is it?
It is as a cloud that overshadows us.
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Peter, James, John, arise and be not afraid.
We are alone?
This I charge ye, that ye tell no man what things ye have seen, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead.
And they kept it close in those days, and told no man any of the things which they had seen. And they questioned one with another what the rising of the dead should mean. And it came to pass that as they journeyed, the disciples asked Jesus, saying,
Why say the scribes that Elias must first come?
Elias truly shall first come, and restore all things as the prophets have written. And again, I say unto you that Elias has come already, concerning whom it is written, Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And they knew him not, and have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them, and be set at naught. But I say unto you, Who is Elias? Behold, this is Elias, whom I send to prepare the way before me.
James, what are we to understand by this saying?
We are to understand that he speaks of John the Baptist, who was Elias, that he is the one who was called to prepare the way before the coming of the Messiah.
Philip, we are also to understand that Jesus speaks of another Elias, who will come to restore all things, as is written by the prophets.
This concludes the fifth episode in a series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Man, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode entitled, I Am the Light of the World.